USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Donald Trump unchained at a campaign-style rally in Michigan.
Democrats have to now decide whether they will continue defrauding the public with ridiculous...
It was the first such rally for President Trump since the special counsel Robert Mueller's report was completed concerning possible Russian meddling in the 2016 election. The president telling his crowd of supporters,
after 3 years of lies and smears and slander, the Russia hoax is finally dead.
Democrats still pressing for the full report to be released. A federal judge striking down the Trump administration's alternative to Obamacare. The administration wanted to let small businesses band together and set up health insurance plans that would skirt requirements of the Affordable Care Act. This is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
The first lawsuits being filed against Boeing tied to the deadly Ethiopian plane crash, a suit filed on behalf of the family of a Rwanda man in a Chicago U.S. federal court. It says Boeing has defectively designed the automated flight control system of the 737 MAX plane. A wreath-laying ceremony is to be held at the Vietnam War Memorial today in Washington in honor of all of those who served America from 1955 to 75. Here's John Clemens.
It wasn't until 2017 that President Trump established the National Vietnam War Veterans Day that will henceforth be held on March 29th every year. About 9 million Americans served our country during that time, of which an estimated 6.4 million are living today.
And we thank you for your service. And the first four berths in men's college basketball's Elite Eight are taken now by Gonzaga, Virginia, Purdue, and Texas Tech with wins last night. The remaining four teams will be decided today. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
NATO's turning 70 next week. The anniversary will be marked when foreign ministers from 29 member states gather in Washington. Yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, speaking in Washington, was asked about the president's continued claims that many of those nations are not paying their fair share towards NATO. Pompeo says there's nothing wrong with reviewing the current state of NATO to determine if changes need to be made.
It is worthy to go reevaluate whether the first principles of NATO, right, the founding doctrine, if that charter is being adhered to, if the roles are right, if we've got it structured for 2019 and beyond, and we've done that, whether it was the UN Human Rights Council or the International Criminal Court. These are institutions that we need to stare at. We've been accused of not liking multilateral organizations. That's just not true.
Pompeo was speaking at the National Review Institute's Ideas Summit in Washington, D.C. Verizon's free spam blocker ready to go to work, according to the nation's biggest wireless provider, saying the free features are now available for Android and iPhone users. The Verizon call filter detects unwanted robocalls, filters them, and lets the customer report the numbers. And a new class of legendary musicians entering the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame tonight, among them Janet Jackson, Def Leppard, and the Zombies, headlining the class of 2019. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.